Thursday, November 21st, the National Day of Mourning. The Washington football team played the Dallas Cowboys at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The game was aired on multiple stations, but what they didn't show was that outside the stadium, there was a group of people protesting the racist name of the Washington team.
So that man and his friend came by, they asked what the Rio Grande Treaty that's referred to in one of our banners was about, and since Juan, who's the expert, was already busy talking to his friend and his, you know, and the guy didn't seem like he wanted to stick around, I gave him the quick summary as I understand it, which was, as the United States took control of Texas and New Mexico and everything, well, they chose to work out a deal with some of the native tribes that were, you know, who are now under United States rule, and so the Treaty of the Rio Grande was like a lot of the treaties that several indigenous people have with the United States and Canada but don't get honored, where their right to traditional hunting and fishing is supposed to be respected and not endangered. And now you have a pipeline, a Trans-Pecos pipeline that's being built by the same company that's building the Dakota Access Pipeline, Energy Partners, whose owner is Kelsey Warren. He's a billionaire here in Texas. And they, and so their pipeline project directly threatens the river, which therefore directly violates the treaty.
Can you explain who is Dan Snyder?
Dan Snyder is the owner of the Washington team, who in himself is very racist and thinks he's honoring us by calling us, by calling the team the R word. And, you know, he's been told over and over again, he keeps saying, well, we've had it, the name since 1932, and it's been like 84 years now of racism, and they continue. But from the very beginning, somebody was fighting it. They told them that that was not a good name, and they went ahead and used it. But, you know, of course, they always look at us like we don't exist anymore. And so that's why we're still here. And that's why I always say it's not a matter of how many people show up. It's the quality of what's going on. Because if we continue and have some dedication to our own people and to what's happening, we can fight this racism. We can fight the economic racism where people are buying stuff to support, you know, Jerry Jones.
That's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Support, you know, Dan Snyder to help Kelsey Warren set up pipelines that are polluting our water, polluting our kids, and even, you know, to a point where they use, you know, these crazy people out there that throw, you know, grenades directly at a helpless poor woman and she loses her arm for it.
He's talking about 21-year-old Sophia Wolanski, a water protector up at Standing Rock, who was hit by a concussion grenade that was thrown by the Morton County Sheriff's forces and may lose her arm. As stated in the press release by Standing Rock medics, quote, a grenade exploded right as it hit Sophia in the left forearm, taking most of the undersurface of her left arm with it. Both her radial and her ulnar artery were completely destroyed. Her radius was shattered and a large piece of it is missing. Her medial nerve is missing a large section as well. All of the muscle and soft tissue between her elbow and wrist were blown away. End quote. This happened November 21st.
You know, and nobody wants to talk about it. And this is what bothers me. And, you know, it's beyond anger. It's beyond, you know, trying to make these people understand that there is something wrong with the system and they don't understand. How many times do we have to tell them? How many years do we have to go on this before they understand? They're always telling, why are you not just now bringing it up? We've been talking about this for years, and nothing has to do with that idiot Trump either, you know? It's about recognize the fact, you know, that this is happening.
Like when people are
and it bothers me. And that's why, you know, I try to stay focused and dedicated to what we have to do, not just here in Texas, but what's happening up in North Dakota. If you don't show up here 1 year, or you don't show up here, you know, at one of these games where these guys are at, they take it for granted that we're not, that, you know, nobody's doing anything about it. And they like that. They like to be comfortable. So by not showing up, we're making them comfortable. No matter what our differences are, we're making Kelsey Warren comfortable. We're making Dan Snyder comfortable. We're making Jerry Jones comfortable because they continue to put money into, you know, bringing the oil out of the soil. And we got to keep that oil in the soil. You know, we got to keep that coal in the soil. We can't be doing this anymore. And as long as, you know, we don't recognize the fact that we have to stand together in spite of our differences, because this is common ground. Racism toward Native people is common ground. When your own people don't even know that they're Indian anymore, that they want to claim just a little bit of Indian, and then they don't do anything about it because they like just being going around whooping and hollering. You know, that's not who we are. And wearing feathers, that's not who we are. We have to stand together. We have to support each other on everything. We can't say, this is the way we want to be united, and then not be united. That's a question that we have to continue to look at. We have to understand that what we're doing, you know, is the common ground of trying to heal a nation, and heal several nations here in Texas because they're hurting. You know, and you can't just claim any, you know, be a little bit of this Indian, a little bit of that Indian, a little bit of that Indian, and claim whatever Indian you want just because you want to do that. This is about, you know, the teachings of standing together as relatives, if we are going to be relatives, and if we're listening or learning from anything that's happening in North Dakota. You know, and if you're even criticizing anything that's going on in North Dakota, go there, find out, because that's the only way you're going to understand what this is about. This is not about, you know, just being in the news. As you can see, we don't have any media here. You're the only media here. And why? Because it's not about the media. It's about teaching one-on-one to people.
You know? Racist!
Anytime you buy any jersey.
We got to stand in solidarity and not support racist things.
Snyder, Jerry Jones, are in with the pipeline stuff.
It's not just a game. It's not just a mascot.
Go Cowboys.
So anytime you buy anything from these NFL teams, you're supporting racism. You're supporting.
Cuando mataron a muchos latinos, y por eso el nombre también no celebra los, porque una mujer caminó por aquí y dijo que okay, bueno, estamos celebrando los indios, es lo que dijo, porque les estás dando PR, pero no puedes elegir cómo celebras a la gente.
Sí, no es tu derecho a celebrar como a un gente. Es like, esa palabra es una palabra que refiere a cuando se cortaba el pelo de la cabeza. Entonces, y también es una manera de decir, like, de color. Yeah. Es como si tenía un mexicano y decía brown skins, así, o así Webex, o así. Y no decir esa palabra, yo soy latina, entonces. Pero esa palabra es ofensiva para mí. Si alguien me dice Webex o mojada, I'd be like.
No, y es bueno, mis papás son de Guanajuato. Y por eso digo, es importante que nosotros como ya sí sabemos cómo nos han tratado en este país, especialmente que Texas antes era México. Es importante tener esa solidaridad con otra gente para tener esa fuerza para combatir ese racismo y para que estas cosas cambien. Aunque personas digan, oh, bueno, yo no tengo el poder de cambiar esto porque solo soy una persona, pero con cambiar una persona y luego esa persona habla con otras personas, eso cambia. Si no, estamos dando dinero a Snyder para que continúe con su equipo, él ya no lo va a hacer porque él está motivado por el dinero, no tanto por el racismo, pero el dinero, pero sí está he's buttressing the racism con usar ese nombre.
Es importante preguntar porque, por ejemplo, yo que soy mexicano, yo diría, bueno, son las palabras que ustedes no dicen. Es como para mí decir los aztecas del pueblo. Pero sí es importante saber el por qué están en contra de.
Sí.
Porque nosotros, por ejemplo, no sabemos mucho de la cultura realmente nativa americana.
Ajá.
Entonces, para nosotros.
Sí, pero también es importante, como ser mexicanos, reconocer que nuestra gente, mucha de nuestra gente, fueron indígenas, fueron los aztecas. También, obviamente. Yeah. parte de reconocer que fuimos parte de esa colonización.
¿Cómo se apoya?
Pues hay una campaña nacional ahorita a cambiar el nombre de, no es solo este equipo, pero hay muchos equipos, no sé si sabes, que usan ese tipo de palabras. Entonces hay una campaña nacional que está a tratando de cambiar, a no usar este, pero una manera específica es puedes no llevarlo, obviamente, y decir a tus amigos y familias la razón a no llevarlo.
Y también reconocer lo que está ocurriendo en North Dakota.
Sí.
¿Sí sabe lo que está ocurriendo ahorita? Ok, básicamente hay una pipeline que... y eso originó en Dallas con Kelsey Warren, y su compañía básicamente está tratando de poner esa pipeline en North Dakota, y los de los nativos de Standing Rock ahorita están protegiendo no solamente su tierra, pero su agua. Porque esas pipelines no es de que algún día vayan a explotar y poner todo el aceite en el agua, es cuando. Y tenemos, there's a lot of instances of those pipelines bursting, and I think the last pipeline burst like not even like a month ago and killed somebody. And got, you know, and contaminated. And so he's pushing for that pipeline to happen by the end of the year because it's in his best interest monetarily to do that.
Always.
Pero en vez de la policía que está en North Dakota, en vez de proteger a los que están ahí protegiendo el agua, porque están protegiendo sin armas, están haciendo todo con rezar. Estar ahí juntos a respetar los deseos de los elders que están ahí, y los policías están usando water cannons, están usando
tear gas
para tratar de intimidar a los protegedores del agua. Y una muchacha de 21 años, uno de esos grenades le pegó en el brazo, y ahora está en el hospital. Ha tenido everything came out, like she had to have like veins replaced from her leg into her arm, like they still don't know if she's gonna have to live, like if they have to amputate her arm, if she's gonna have any movement, and all she was doing was handing out water bottles to people that were up there. So she was doing her part, trying to protect the environment, trying to help the sovereign people.
Determine what honors Native original people. We are self-determining. I will fight for you.